Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good tonight.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
Well, the statewide cotton outlook not great for Oklahoma right now. Of course, facing some ups and downs with the cotton crop over the last few years. I caught up with Shane Osborne from NextGen to talk a little bit about what he's seeing around the area.
It's a pretty tough environment, you know, and we kind of gauge a lot of that off of our dry land situation in the cotton business. And, you know, when we have good dry land years, we have great irrigated years, and this is not a good dry land year. Granted, we have picked up some rains kind of in the, you'd say, what I'd call the I-40 corridor from, you know, the western part of the state out around Eric, all the way back to Oklahoma City. That area has received some decent rainfall, and we're going to make some decent cotton in that corridor, and maybe a little bit south of 40 in Greer County. We picked up some rains in those areas as well. And that is about most of the dry land cotton that we're going to make this year. There's some exceptions, but in general, that is it. And those areas are not necessarily going to make bumper crops by any means. That's what I'm saying is the bulk of the harvested dry land area. So pretty tough year. It's, you know, not a lot of things going our way. We came into this year in pretty good fashion. And it's kind of the story of cotton, you might say, that what matters the most out in the field is the very end of the season. That's when you have a big fruit load. And granted, we started this year with decent soil moisture on into midsummer, but the plant really doesn't fruit up heavily until August. And a lot of money rides on how August and early September treat us. And it was not very well at all.
For more information about NextGen Cotton, you can go to AmeriCotton.com to find a representative in your area. Well, congratulations to Oklahoma's National FFA Officer candidate Kylie Falasco as she advances in her quest to be a national officer. In Indianapolis, Falasco is one of the 22 national officer candidates still in the running to become an officer for that 24-25 year representing the state of Oklahoma. She says that she found her reason to serve while she was a state officer. She said, "I want every student that I interact with to know that they are loved and seen and heard and that they have a purpose." She said she'd love to represent Oklahoma FFA at the national level to agribusiness leaders by telling her story and how FFA has changed her life by equipping her with skills for career success, premier leadership, and personal growth. Falasco and 36 other national officer candidates interviewed this past weekend. She has survived. She's made that first cut in the national officer process. Process now continues after that first cut until the 6 national FFA offices have been selected. Those 6 will be announced on Saturday afternoon, October the 26th, during the last session of the convention in Indianapolis. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank, we believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.